Hello, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. Can I have you verify your first and last name, please?
And did you say your name was Jasmine?
Correct.
My name is Debbie Rydberg, Rydberg.
And can I have you verify your zip code?
84790.
Thank you. And can you verify your address?
3050 Beach Street, St. George, Utah, 84790.
I show you have a smart fitness tracker. How can I help you?
Okay, so I got this information on a I came up with something came up on in my email. I think I don't know where it was. It said take this survey and you can win up to $100. So I went in there and I ordered only the Fitbit, Fitbit watch. I know it's not a Fitbit, but whatever it is. Then it would come through and it would say, did you want this? And I say, go directly to my cart. And then it said, well, what about this? And I went, go directly to cart. What about this? Go directly to cart. And then I pressed, okay, well, and charge my credit card. What I didn't realize is, but it still charged me and shipped me the items that I didn't order. I didn't click on them and say, yes, I'll take this. I said, no, bypass that and go right to the cart. But apparently by not clicking it, it ordered it. So I contacted on March 21st. I sent in an email that said, you know, explained exactly what happened and asked for a return address because I would return the items. I got an email back that said, sorry, we don't allow returns. Please allow 7 to 10 days to refund your account. So I did get two refunds on my account for the items that were ordered, but then you turned around and charged me. So the order was placed on the 15th, and I contacted you right away, so the credit was placed on the 15th as well. But then on March 30th, you turned around and charged me $69.87 again.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let me look into the account, okay? That was for the smart fitness tracker. Did you cancel that as well when you canceled out the wireless earbuds?
I only took the $5.97 watch, one of them. All I had to pay was shipping.
Okay, give me one brief moment. Yes, I show you paid the shipping and handling was for 14 days since you did not cancel within the 14 days.
Wait a minute. Cancel what?
The free trial.
Free trial of what?
For the fitness tracker. You could not keep it. It was only to try it.
I'm sorry. There is nothing written anywhere that said I get to try this for 14 days. And it said, what it said was, you Please complete this survey and you will get these items for free. All you have to pay is shipping. Nowhere in any paperwork did I read that you have to cancel this in 14 days. What am I paying for?
The fitness tracker. It was to try and not to keep it.
Okay. I'm sorry. You're full of crap. Credit me this $69.87 because Hype even called up or sent this email about it, and nobody said, oh, by the way, and in 14 days, you will be charged.
It does say it, ma'am, on the website. You have to check and agree to it.
On what website? I didn't go to a website.
Ma'am, that's the only way you can place the order is on our website.
Okay. I didn't go to your website. I wish I could find how this happened. I think it was on, let's see, this great news, your order about the products, CS Prime Fit. Let's see if I can find that. Because this came from Lowe's. I got a thing that said, oh, for shopping at Lowe's, you get to fill out this and answer your question about Lowe's, and we will provide you with this free gift.
Yes, but in the terms and conditions, it tells you the terms and conditions of receiving the trial period.
How would I find that?
You need to go back on our website, ma'am.
I've never been on your website. What is your website?
That's the only way that you can get the product, ma'am.
What is your website?
The website is www.primewirelessearbuds.com.
So it's the wireless earbuds that I am paying for.
Yes.
Prime Wireless. Oh, give me the Prime Wireless. What is it again? PrimeWireless.com?
PrimeWirelessEarbuds.com.
Yeah, I've never been on this website. I filled out a survey that said, if you fill out this survey, we will give you $100. You can possibly win $100 in a Lowe's gift card. And then when I get done with the survey, it said, pick your item that you want. And I went through and I ordered the Fitbit. And then it came up with, and it said, do you want extra buckles, straps? I said, continue to check out. I did not say buy that. Then it said, do you want these earbuds? Continue to check out. I did not check that item. Then it asked me, because I got two watches. Then it gave me that. So I have never been on this website. It only came up with the other items that I was credited for. So I don't know why at the time that I sent the letter, the email, that said, I did not want to order any of these other items. And he said, it said, so sorry, we will refund you. And they refunded me. So why would they refund me every single other item than those earbuds?
No, that was for the watch, ma'am. Everything was refunded with the watch.
I thought you told me everything was refunded but the earbuds.
No, ma'am. You were refunded for the earbuds $28.99 and the warranty was $19.99.
Now I gotta find my prime time fit. Okay, so let me read. Oh, why isn't working inbox? Now search for prime time sport. Well, I gotta figure out what it was under, because I just had the email. Oh, let's look at the date, 3/15, and I'll read you the email. 3/15. So what is the $69.87? That is for this watch, this piece of crap watch?
You have to pay for the watch, yes, ma'am.
Oh, there we go. There's my date. Go to the next page. 3/15. Okay, right here. So here's my email. Okay, there's that. Here's the invoice that I have for $79.86. There was a fitness tracker, colored straps, a fitness tracker, the warranty, and the wireless earbuds. So it says, I did not intend to buy any of these items, only the Fitbit. I did not click on any of the other items to order. Then at the end, I found that they were all ordered. How do I get this corrected? I put a stop payment on the charge card. Okay. Please consider this your cancellation and refund confirmation to the add-on items from Prime Fitness Watches at your request. Should you need further information or other questions, please feel free to contact me. Okay, but I was never on your website, so there was no way that I received the information that said if I did not contact with you within 14 days, I would have to pay for it. I got this information through a survey that I did through Lowe's. So I don't know how you guys did that. But I took a survey, and at the end of the survey, you popped up with what I could get, and all I had to do was pay shipping. So in no information in anything, that is the only thing that I saw. I clicked on it and ordered the watch for $5.97. Then it said, do you want the straps? I said, no, go directly to checkout. Then it came up, do you want the earbuds? No, and I went directly to the website, the checkout. Then it came up with the other item. I never clicked on anything. There was never anything presented that said you have 14 days or what. Then I was supposed to return it?
No, you just had to cancel.
I'm sorry. I need to speak to a manager. I will not pay for this.
Ma'am, so when you canceled the other, that's what I'm asking. Did you request to cancel all of it?
I said I only wanted to keep one of the watches. But when I ordered the watch, it said, because you answered this survey, all you have to pay for is freight. It never said, but you have to cancel in 14 days or you will be charged for it. Because I was not on your website.
Well, it was just an ad that directed you to our website.
What was an ad that directed me to your website?
The free watch mail.
I never went to your website. I stayed on the place where I was taking the survey with Lowe's. And I know I won't be able to find that again. Construction video. Yeah, there is nothing on here that says, and you will be charged in 14 days unless you cancel. Terms and conditions. Okay, so there is even a terms and conditions. There's a term and conditions. And let's see, it says the website is operated by by visiting our site or purchasing from us, you agree terms of the conditions. Please read these terms of conditions provided. Oh, is that? That was at the bottom of the email where I purchased it. Prices for our projects are subject to change. It says, please read these terms and conditions. So I'm reading them. By agreeing to these terms, what terms? The terms, you may not access the website or other services. You should not provide your personal information. We reserve the right to reserve services. Nothing in here about 14 days. Accuracy, timeliness of information, modification to services and prices, products or services. There is nothing in here that says do this in 14 days or you will be billed. And don't tell me it's on the website because I was never on the website.
Again, ma'am, I can see what I can do for you, ma'am. Give me one brief moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just another moment. Just another moment. Okay, I have a confirmation number for you.
All right.
Confirmation number is, I have issued that refund in full, is 613.
Uh-huh.
539.
Uh-huh.
4685.
and you refunded the $69.87.
Correct.
Thank you very much. I'd appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer support.
All righty. Bye-bye.